eastern South Dakota has become wetter over the last 65 years. That's according to a new study by the United States Geological Survey. Stream gauges along waterways like the James River and Big Sioux show a general pattern of increased rains and river flows since 1948. Researchers say they hope this data can be used by ag producers, land managers, and emergency management personnel as they plan for the future. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Galen Hogestrad is a hydrologist with the United States Geological Survey. He's examined stream flow and rainfall data in eastern South Dakota over the last 65 years. The study includes measurements taken over time on fixed points on the James and Big Sioux rivers.
It's sort of a different ballgame, and there's a new normal. We show some examples where the stream flow along the James and the Big Sioux are for 25 inches of rain or 20 inches of rain, you get almost twice as much flow in recent years as you did back in the 50s or 60s.
In 2014, the Big Sioux saw historic flooding, causing millions of dollars in damage. Hogestrad says this study, showing an increasing trend of rainfall and runoff, could be of use to public officials and even emergency managers.
In some cases, you may even see that with updates to flood maps. You're talking about these FEMA flood map updates that always come out. When those get revised, often those incorporate new information. So, you know, we're seeing wetter conditions that include more areas that are prone to flood risk.
The USGS study also examined any role changing land use practices, like drain tiles, could play in increased runoff. The data shows that higher stream flows are generally due to the trend towards a wetter climate in eastern South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.